Hello, everyone. I'm in the car running around, errands all over the place, appointments all over the place, and stuff that I just don't want to do. I just dropped off my dad's taxes at my tax accountant's place and heading back home because I have to get to an appointment a little bit later, like about an hour from now, to give blood. And I don't mean to donate it. I mean to actually put it and run it through tests because I decided I need to get back and get my full physical. I usually do it every year, and this is about the time that my husband and I had that contest last year, if you remember. He was doing his stuff, meaning his lower fat, lower carb diet, and I was doing my keto stuff, and we got our results back, and he dropped a good 20 pounds. His numbers shot down pretty good, but then he didn't stay with it. Come the summer, he turned right back, gained all the weight back, and I, on the other hand, did not. So I'm curious, after eating this way and exercising and now actually having lifting weights in my repertoire, that I'm curious to see what my body is doing and how my blood work is, but more importantly, what my arteries look like. So my husband's coronary atherosclerosis, I'm not saying that right. Sorry, everyone. CAD is the actual acronym of the disease. You can look it up if you'd like, but you can have symptoms and you can have no symptoms. And he had no symptoms. Turns out he had one artery 70% blocked, the other artery 75% blocked, and of course the coronary artery was 100% blocked with some hemorrhage, and that's what actually took his life. So I'm going to get a CT scan on my heart. I really don't want that radiation, but I would rather know if I have a problem or not and see what I can do to take care of it. Because again, my husband had no symptoms at all, even up to the moment that he died. He was getting a glass of water in the kitchen and then dropped 15 seconds later. It's just shocking, shocking. And I want to take care of myself. I'm trying to take care of myself. I am doing everything possible. Yes, I eat keto. Some people think it's disgusting to eat all that fat. But then I look at the people and the, you know, tests and things that they have and their longevity of life who have gone this route, and I can't tell you how much better I feel, how much more satiated I feel, how I can eat and then not even think about it for the rest of the day. And the fact that I have zero carb cravings, and I'm talking sweets and things like French fries. French fries used to be my downfall. And by the way, do not get French fries. At least don't get them out, because they are deep fried in seed oils. Talk about clogging up your arteries. That seed oil is so bad for you. And look at how they sold it. Canola oil and safflower oil and all this stuff was supposed to be healthy for you. And I'm saying that like air quotes. And it's killing people. And people are using it all over the place. Stick with your good old-fashioned olive oil. Stick with tallow, the good old-fashioned stuff that we used to do back in the day when we all kind of fed ourselves on our own farm. And that this is none of us or our parents, by the way, but a couple generations before that, yeah, they would use bacon grease and they would use tallow, which is basically fat from cows, because they would have the cows and they would be living off of the land and the animals that God gave us to eat. Remember, kill and eat, he said to Peter. I know there's a lot of people who argue with the fact that back in the Garden of Eden, it was just vegetables and tilling the land, but that was before the fall, people. That was before sin and death came into the world, and that's life. And also, God created all these animals that kill other animals to survive. So if eating other animals is bad, why would he make other animals do that? Okay, I don't mean to go off on this. You know, we got to eat meat type of thing, but I definitely feel so much better when I have meat. And I know that there are people who feel a lot better when they're vegetarian. There's one woman that I find awesome. She's a carnivore. I'm almost ketovore, you know, like I do have lettuce and asparagus and cabbage and little cabbages, which is Brussels sprouts. I mean, I love vegetables, green beans. I mean, I'm all about it, but I don't have a whole ton of it. I just eat as much as I'm full, you know, basically, usually at dinner. I could kill a whole Cobb salad, no problem. And my body's good from it. But there's this woman, Steak and Butter Gal, I think is her name on YouTube. And she was a vegetarian, strict vegetarian for a good 8 years. And then shifted like overnight. She recommends people don't do that. And I can see why. I can't imagine how her body reacted. But she shifted to carnivore. So she ate steak and beef and eggs and all that kind of stuff. And I'm telling you, her skin looks night and day. She had all this acne on her face. She said that she had eczema and psoriasis everywhere. She was dying, like, and she felt horrible, basically. She said she felt like she was slowly killing herself. And so that's when she looked for other alternatives. And jumped into carnivore, and she's been carnivore, I think, for 5 years or something like that. I don't know if I could do just meat, but I will tell you that when I do just have meat, I have a lot of energy. It's strange. Okay, but this isn't a diet kind of thing, but it is about taking care of yourself and looking at what you need to change in your life. So if you're not energetic, if you don't wake up ready to face the world, which I gotta tell you, this morning I did not. I stayed up pretty late last night, and my 5 o'clock alarm went off, and I just didn't even think about it. Got up, kissed Jesus on the crucifix, did my heroic minute, and started praying, because I knew also that I had a crazy day on my hands with running around and doing all this stuff. So I'm offering it to God. And there's other ways that you can calm down and relax your stress. You can take a long walk. You can go get a massage if you have some extra money. I know sometimes it's a little bit expensive, but I would say that doing that once a month is really healthy for you. And I haven't done it in years. I've talked about it. I still haven't done it. Haven't made the appointment. A friend of mine gave me money and she said, you do this for you. You go get the massage. I don't want you putting this towards bills or anything else. And so I'm taking that money. One day I will do it because I know how relaxing and how good it is to get that stuff out of your muscles. And so we have this asympathetic and a parasympathetic system in our body. The asympathetic system is the one that is the fight or flight. That's when you get stressed out. That's when you're in the car, you're getting angry at people, or you're late for a meeting, or you got in a fight with someone, and you can feel your heart and your body like react to that and get stressed out, and your heartbeat starts racing and your temperature goes up. And sometimes you're not calming down from that and you stay at that level. I used to stay at that level all the time because I was so quote unquote stressed out. And that's where we need to tap into our parasympathetic nervous system, which is the one that calms us down, regulates our heartbeat. You can do this through long breathing, through giving it up to God, through casting out spirits. I guarantee you there are some of you that are listening to this who have had that moment, myself included, where you cast out that spirit of fear or anxiety or anger, and immediately your body is calm. It's fantastic, and it's something that we all need to take into our arsenal of health, is our spiritual health, because we do get attacked from the outside. We do get attacked to make us stressed out, to be fearful. This is why God in the Bible over 365 times says, and I mean it, do not be afraid. I mean it, it's at least 365 times. Don't fear, do not be afraid. So with that being said, How much are you fearing? How much anxiety do you have? How much are you worrying about your job, about finances, about relationships, about your future, about your faith, about, you know, whether or not you're going to go to heaven? I mean, there's so many people out there that have so much stuff on their minds that it impacts your body directly. And therefore, your heart is racing more. Maybe you're causing some arterial wear and tear because you're pumping so much and you're, you know, on your fight mode, you know, the fight and flight kind of thing, more than you should be. So it's really important to take care of your soul, your mind, and your body. Maybe you can take a walk and daydream about a future life that you'd like, or turn yourself toward Jesus and pray and calm your mind down. Sit in that silence. Love Him and ask Him to help you through this. And again, don't forget to cast out the spirits that you believe might be attacking you. When in doubt, cast it out. You know, that's my motto. So what do? You say, in the name of Jesus Christ, I bind the spirit of anger, fear, anxiety, worry, impatience. There's a lot of spirits out there. If you don't have Father Ripperger's book, which is Deliverance Prayers for the Laity, get it. It's by Census Traditionis Press. Or you can just search Father Ripperger, R-I-P-P-E-R-G-E-R, and then Deliverance, it'll probably come right up. Spirits want to make us uncomfortable. There's even spirits of hiccups and of sneezing. So if you have those fits, cast those out. I remember doing that to my husband a few times, and he just looked at me like, are you kidding me? That was amazing. So anyway, that being said, please take good care of you, because if you're not healthy and if you're not energetic and if you aren't portraying God through your body, through your attitude, through your energy that day, you're not really evangelizing either. Part of being Christian is being disciplined. I know not a lot of people like that word, myself included, but our bodies and the way that we act in this world is a direct result of whether or not we are disciplined in our prayer life, in our mind, if we are capturing those thoughts and making them obedient to Jesus, where we're not going to fall into despair and anxiety and fear and worry, where we capture it immediately and trigger our asympathetic nervous system to be replaced with the parasympathetic nervous system so we can calm ourselves down. It's the last part, the body, soul, mind, and body. We've got to work on all three, because when we have all three, then we have it connected. It's all connected. We cannot ignore one of them and expect ourselves to be a well-oiled machine filled with energy and joy and talking about Christ and living our life accordingly. It just doesn't happen. So on this Wednesday of Holy Week, as we think about the discipline and the obedience that Jesus had to the Father, doing whatever he needed to do, we too can do the same thing. We can unite our sufferings on the cross. Do you think that I wanted to get up at 5 this morning after being up pretty late? Absolutely not. My eyes were so tired, but I did. And I haven't offered it to God, but I'm going to offer it to Him now, which, if you forget to offer up your sufferings, you can offer it up later. Remember, God is out of space and time. So take care of you, your soul, your mind, your body. Because when all three of them are working well and working together, and we remember that what we think matters, because then what we think may actually turn into an action, and it could be a sinful action. So if we capture thoughts of judgment and resentment of other people and all of that kind of stuff, when they come, give it to Jesus. Say, Lord, please take this idea and this thought of judgment of this person. They're a child of God. They're broken too. Help me to love them. And you do that over and over and often. Every single time that these things come into your brain, then A, you're exercising your soul. B, you are managing your mind. You are having control over your thoughts, which is 1,000% possible. And the last but not least, your body is going to react with calmness and with peace, because you're not going to allow yourself to get into that asympathetic, fight and flight, anger, stressed out kind of thing. Okay, I think I'm repeating myself, so let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Oh, come Holy Spirit into our hearts, into our minds, into our souls, our spirit, our body, and help us to be joyful, even in the crisis and the bad things in our life. Help us to reflect, especially during this Holy Week, of your torture, of all of the pain that you endured for the love of us. Help us remember that this life is but a drop in the ocean. It is so short. But our life with you in eternity is forever, where we will have no pain and none of this stress to worry about. So help us to find that peace that is beyond all understanding. The peace that you, Lord, give us, it only comes from you. And help us to pay attention and to do what we need to do today with joy, with love, giving you our all and delivering those evil spirits who do not want us to find our peace in you. Lord, we are now going to ask, we're going to pray for all of the souls in purgatory. We ask you to please bring them up into your heavenly kingdom, paradise, because their biggest pain is not being with you, because they know that soon they will be with you. So we pray for all of those souls in purgatory by name right now. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Jesus, help us to remember that our suffering is nothing compared to yours. Absolutely nothing. And help us to carry our cross with joy and not drag it behind us. In your holy name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. All righty, everyone, get on out there. Be love, be joy. Find that peace in your soul, your mind, and your body. And I'm telling you, you will be so much healthier. And take care of yourself. Make those changes that you've been wanting to do. Do it for Jesus. Find something more with God, soul, mind, and body, and have a blessed and inspired day.